Welcome to the Viking Age Podcast, the official podcast of thevikingage.com. My name is Chris Shad. I write for the Viking Age, Puckett's Pond, and Zone Coverage. We do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We are also in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day. But however you consume us, make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode and we can spread the word to the masses. Now, today's episode, Adam sent me a little text at the beginning of the week and he goes, "We got Goff. We got Goff on the show." And I'm like, yes. Little did I not know it was not Jared Goff. It was Declan Goff of Score North. You can still chant your name, Declan, which is still beneficial, but I don't think you've heard it. So, but other than all the fake relation things going, welcome back to the show. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Every time the Vikings play Jared Goff, and it always seems like either the week leading in or out, I have to do like some type of customer service or some type of thing where I have to like obviously spell out my name, my last name specifically in Goff, and everyone, oh, like Jared. Yes, just like Jared. No relation, but it always seems to be like I have a dentist appointment, I think actually the day after on next Monday, and I can't wait to fill out that form. And when they say, oh, like the quarterback. Yes, exactly like the quarterback.
The quarterback that just shredded us for 400 yards and like five touchdowns last night. That's great. I don't think you got a cavity here, but it just seems like a little, you know.
I know. It's the worst. Like, you know, nothing will make me more upset probably than a Vikings loss or ass kicking and then going to the dentist. So I've really upset myself up for a good 24 hour stretch there.
Well, it's going to be an intense kickoff there because I'm coming in and I'm thinking the Viking season might be on the line Sunday night in Detroit. In case you've been living under a rock, the Vikings are going to play the Lions for the NFC North title on Sunday night. Home field advantage in the NFC is on the line. Both teams are 14-2. I may argue that along with the division and home field advantage, the Super Bowl hopes are on the line, which is basically the, you know, where we're at this point in the season. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, it's look, obviously home field advantage will be sweet. The Vikings have really never had that up until, you know, in these runs of the NFC title games. And in my lifetime, 98 was the only one where they had it. And it does feel like even though that would be the ideal route, and yes, I'm hoping for a win and a bye and making life a lot easier for the Vikings and their path there, but they also feel like a team that can go on the road and beat anyone. They really do to me, at least. And I know the path is harder. You're playing an extra game. You're out of your bed for, you know, every week, most likely. I mean, there is a scenario where maybe they still get a home playoff game if seeds end up falling out and losing, but or lower, higher seeds falling out and losing. But I also just feel that they have the capability to go into most places and win, even on the road. But yeah, being at home, being in your own bed, not having to travel, not have to worry about any of that, that would make life a lot easier. And the NFC is, even though it's there's a lot of parity this year, there's not a scary team. Like, and I think that's a good thing. Like, even though the Packers are going to be probably the seventh seed and the Commanders are going to be underneath whoever finishes second in the North, all these teams are good teams. All these teams are really fun, good teams. So I don't think there's anyone like in the AFC where there's just a stranglehold between the Chiefs and Bills where good luck against either of those two teams. In the NFC, I think it's really anyone's game.
I feel like this team, like in the past, you would look at the Vikings and be like, if they have to go on the road, they're screwed. Like, right. I don't know, Kirk might fight Mike Zimmer on the sideline. We might have three shank kicks or whatever. This team seems mentally tough. But I also look at this and I look at what the Vikings have created at US Bank Stadium. And there was a poll by ESPN's Ben Baby this week who polled 111 current players on the toughest places to play in the NFL. The top three places in the survey were Kansas City, kind of a duh moment, right. Seattle, also an obvious one, and Minnesota. And some of the quotes in there were pretty interesting. Darius Slayton, New York Giants wide receiver, he said, as soon as you walk in there, everything is purple. You feel like you're out of place there. That's what a good atmosphere does. It makes you feel like you're in the wrong place. Fred Warner, who played here back in week two, I believe, the Vikings home opener, he said, they made me think differently about how I approach just being on the sideline, staying focused on the game and not worrying about everything else. Then there was an unnamed AFC South player who wished to remain anonymous that said, I heard that skull chant early and often, kind of scarred from that, but it's a cool place. AFC South play. I'm thinking that was Laremy Tunsil because he had like six penalties in that game.
Could
but
be, yeah.
I wouldn't want my name out there either if that happened to me. I mean, I look at this And this NFC playoff format is daunting, whether they, you know, whether they can go out and win on the road is irrelevant to me because I want the easiest pass. I'm a Vikings fan. There is any degree of difficulty, I know it's not going to go my way, because if this was 1-2, I'd be okay if you lost this game, because you get a home game in the wild card, the divisional rounds, you get a coin flip rematch against Detroit. If the Vikings lose this game, you got to go to Tampa Bay, who beat you to begin the 2023 season. Granted, they don't have Chris Godwin. Or you go and play Atlanta, who actually played you pretty evenly through three quarters and maybe even had a lead if Kirk Cousins wasn't focused on giving the ball away. You go back to Detroit in the divisional round, and then where's the NFC Championship game? Is it in Philly? Could you have to go back to Los Angeles and play the Rams where you lost earlier this year? I think looking at that, it's a pretty tall task, and it puts a lot of pressure on Sunday's game.
Totally. And, you know, I know there's been a lot of talk of, you know, should they reseed the playoffs? And I'm the big believer of, hey, if you win your division, I think you should be guaranteed a home playoff game. I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. If I was Roger Goodell, or if I was able to change some of these rules, I think I would still keep that intact. But I think after that, you should be able to reseed. So, you know, if the Vikings or whoever the fifth seed is, if they have a better record than the other team, like, they should be able to get a home playoff game at that point. They went on the road, they did their job, they beat the home team that won their division. I do think there should be some reseeding. Obviously, that's not the case going into these playoffs and probably future seasons either. But at the end of the day, yes, it becomes more daunting if you have to go, for your example here, from, you know, Tampa Bay, and then maybe into Philly, and then again, maybe into Detroit again. Like, it's hard to do that on the road three consecutive weeks. And that's what's at stake for the loser of the Vikings Lions game. But at the end of the day, I just feel pretty good. If they have to go on the road, it's great. And if they can sleep in their own bed and not have to worry about anything, get guys healthy, get guys in the right spot and have that bye, and just not have to leave ever up until going to New Orleans for the Super Bowl, that obviously would be the path of least resistance.
And I feel too, I mean, before I get too far into the weeds here, Declan Goff is also the Minnesota Twins beat reporter, covering a really exciting offseason for the local nine. Just can't wait till opening day. Oh boy. Anyway, but I mean, I bring that up because the NFL's kind of got like what baseball did in the early, what was it, 2010s, when they adopted that second wild card game.
Yeah.
Because you had a moment where the Twins win that game 163, and like, what if we had a 163 every year? But I mean, not every game 163 is going to be the extra innings banger that you expect it to be. So now you have the NFL, they've had this playoff format since 2002, where the four division winners, they all get a home game. And then there's two wild card teams. They added a third wild card team in 2020, I believe. So, you know, the NFL saw the Saints, defending Super Bowl champion. They go to Seattle. They have to take on Marshawn Lynch. And everybody's like, this should be a breeze. And then they have the Beastquake run, where Marshawn Lynch stiff arms six guys and like, holy crap, this is awesome. Why don't we have a team with an awesome record go take on a shitty, you know, NFC South team every year? Like, this will be great. And I think that's where we're at right now. It's like the NFL wants to have that moment where they can bill it. They can go, the Minnesota Vikings have dominated all season, but now they have to go to Tampa Bay in a hostile environment. Can this bad team upset? And it's just kind of like, this is ridiculous, man. I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, I think that's what's going on here.
Yeah. And it does make more sense, in my opinion, in football. I mean, there's less games. Like, I can see a path where a one game wild card, you know, type of play in situation, which the NBA now has, and baseball has kind of altered theirs. So now it's a series, which I also like. But yes, they I do think they probably need some type of change. I mean, hell, I would be down, and I know this one's been thrown around before too, the two worst records should play each other in a playoff game for the rights for the number one overall pick. You know, like the Giants and Patriots should play each other, not be tanking, not be resting all their starters. They should be playing for something meaningful. I think it'd add an extra little era of drama there. I think there could be something there, but right now that's not the case. We'll see if they could maybe adopt something like that.
I don't want to go too far off this, but how awesome would an NFL draft lottery be? Yeah. My God, the conspiracy theories would be out of control, but they would be so damn fun. Just like, oh, Giants got the number one pick, huh? That's interesting. That's awesome. NHL also not rigged because Connor McDavid plays in freaking Edmonton, but I just want to throw that out. I want to get back quickly to the fact that I think this team is mentally bulletproof, and going on the road is kind of a tall task. But I looked it up. There have been four teams in NFL history that have made the Super Bowl, winning three road games